This recording, Texas 8, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who'd been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot-and-mouth disease, which was surprisingly, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an insanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Well, like I said, it was very conservative, and, it was just a conservative place to grow up, you know. It was, there wasn't a whole lot of weird stuff going on then like there are now. And I can remember later on when drugs started being a little more prevalent. Of course, the only things we had there basically were was marijuana. That was the big thing when that first started becoming more popular and everything.
And you moved to Austin?
In 1973, yes. And was fortunate enough to get in with this real good salon. People were very kind to me and gracious. I just got real good karma when I hit the city limits. Just something about this area that I just felt real comfortable. There's only other one place I've ever felt this way, and that was in Santa Fe. Which is just, there's just something unique about this place. I don't know what it is. Mostly the people, I guess, perhaps. Yes.
What are some of the favorite shows you've worked on as a hair specialist?
Lacage, I adored.
What'd you like about Lacage?
It was just so flamboyant, and it was so, it was such a real, it was just kind of exciting to do. It was just so, it was so beautiful, so upbeat, and just everything.
And so now you're not working anymore in the theater?
No, I'm working almost exclusively at my employment, place of employment, which I like. I really don't have time to do much. I would like to get into some volunteer work instead, which I've done on occasion. But I stay pretty busy at my work. And then, you know, maintaining a home and all this stuff, it just takes your time.
So, with this home, what are your plans?
Well, number one, we plan on staying here. And that means that we will have to do some maintenance around here. A lot of cosmetic things, a lot of other things that really need to be done. You know, we've got a new roof put on and everything. New metal roof. They're quite expensive, you know. And got to lay some tile and so forth. The yard needs to be a little landscaping done on that. Everything.
Do you garden?
I do. I'm into container gardening. I wish I would have discovered that several years ago. It's a quite simple matter. You know, container gardening. It takes a little knack for that. It's not as messy, it's much, much more Australia, I think.